Hey, what's going on, everybody? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time it is you're listening to this podcast. I am coming to you pre-recorded from FYM Radio Studios in San Antonio, Texas. I am Sambo Slim, of course. My Twitter handle is Sambo underscore Slim, and today I have with me the lovely Mel. What's your Twitter handle, Mel?
Good morning, guys. It's at MLovesYou28.
It's morning right now as we record. We've got a lot to cover. We haven't done a show in a long time. The intent is to do two shows a week, but I guess that's not going to happen. So we'll just knock them out when we can. I've got a lot of topics, so maybe I'll get through them all today. I've got stuff that people wanted to hear me talk about from up to like a month ago that I never got to because we hadn't recorded. So we'll try to get to all that, and if not, we'll get you on the next one.
Yeah, and keep sending in questions.
Yeah, keep sending in tweets to us. Keep emailing us at samboslimpodcast@gmail.com. And to support the show, go to thesamboslimpodcast.com. You can also, of course, listen to our shows there and also listen to our FYM radio partners, The Beatdown, from thesamboslimpodcast.com. You can also show support for our show or support our show by clicking on the Amazon banner that's just below the header and above episodes. It'll take you to Amazon's homepage. Just shop there, as you were probably going to do anyways, and Amazon will kick a little money back to our show. There's also a donations button there on the left side of the page. You can donate to the show, and from this show going forward, 50% of anything donated is going to go to progeria research, which is an aging disease that children are born with. You've probably heard of it before, and that's in honor of a person, a boy named Sam Burns, that passed away a few weeks ago. He has a documentary. You can watch that on HBO Go. Comes out on HBO, called Life According to Sam. An enlightened boy, an enlightened young man, died at 17. A very inspirational show.
You don't even know him. You can't get over him.
No.
But he was a really good inspiration.
Yeah, really. It's just inspirational. When you're born with progeria, it's pretty much a death sentence. He didn't let that affect him. He still went on in his life with his life as if he didn't have progeria. And in my opinion, was enlightened. You know, he found enlightenment before the documentary was filmed at 13. This kid already kind of figured out the best way to be mentally, to live your life happy, even though he knew he might not live that long. And it's pretty inspirational. Some great quotes in the show. Just his whole attitude overall. I think some people that live to be 70, 80 years old never really reach the place he was at mentally. And amazing to me that he was able to reach that place at already 13 years old during the filming of the documentary. So you should check it out. And rest in peace, Sam Burns. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking with us, even though we're not doing shows very often. Let's get into some topics. The first one that I want to get into is ever since the
Zimmerman.
Yeah, the whole Zimmerman incident where he was able to pick a fight with Trayvon Martin, then shoot Trayvon Martin when he started getting beat up and say he did it because basically he got away with picking a fight, then shooting the guy when he started losing the fight. All right. And that's a law in Texas. Also, that this happened in Florida, but there's a law that allows you that in Texas as well. And I'm sure a few other southern states.
And it seems like there's been a lot more shooting cases, right? Like
this keeps happening now. There was an incident in a movie theater where a kid was texting during the previews.
He wasn't a kid, but he was still
He's 18
unarmed.
Or 19. And he was texting during the previews. And this former police officer, I picked a fight with him. not even during the movie, during the previews, and then shot and killed him. And he says he did it because he thought his life was in danger. Again, it's always, I thought my life was in danger. And he shot him. I'm assuming he's in jail right now, but he might get away with it. If it falls under the same clause that the George Zimmerman incident fell under, he might get away with it. As long as he can prove that he genuinely felt his life was in danger, he can get away with it. And now this happened in San Antonio. A man shot a woman in the bar, in a parking lot bar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, outside of a bar. She's still alive, but he shot her. And now he's saying that he thought his life was in danger. He felt threatened, so he shot her. So he might get away with shooting a woman.
That sounds easy.
Zimmerman got away with shooting a kid, a 17-year-old kid. And yeah, the man in the movie theater got away with shooting basically a kid, a teenager. And
I thought Texas had strict gun laws. I guess they don't.
No. Texas does not have strict gun laws. You can walk into Academy Sports and Outdoors right now if you're 18 and walk out with an assault rifle.
And they don't ask for anything?
Well, of course they ask for stuff, but it doesn't take much. You have an ID, they do a background check, you fill out a paper, you got yourself a gun. Huh. Yeah, you can't buy a pistol until you're 21, but it's the same thing. I can go in there and buy an assault pistol, which is fine, okay? You're allowed to buy guns. That's fine. That's your, what, I can't even think right now. Your Second Amendment right?
Mm-hmm.
That you have the right to bear arms. Okay, we'll give you that. But something has to be done about these shootings. And I know there's been shootings throughout the history of America, but that's a problem. That's not justification. You can't say people shoot each other all the time, and now you're jumping all over these old men who are shooting people because they picked a fight and started getting their ass kicked. No, the whole thing's a problem. The whole thing's a problem. Even there's a school shooting almost every week now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge gun problem here in America. Huge gun problem here in America. And I'm not even going to blame one particular demographic or group mm-hmm. of people, young black kids or old white guys or young Mexican kids. No, it's a problem for the entire country, for all of us. If you're listening to this podcast, you have a gun problem. You live in a country that has a gun problem, obviously. There are way too many shootings here, okay? And it's not an easy fix. Idiots want you to think it's an easy fix. Idiots think, this country has to get over that. Idiots think you can fix any problem with a one-liner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you create a picture and you put some text over it with a one-liner, like, oh, I don't know, just a one-liner, and everybody's like, yeah, we won the argument. You don't win any argument in one. You don't win any argument by saying one sentence or one line. Intelligent people talk it out. They look at all the options. They look at the big picture. They dissect it, and they figure out a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The solution for the gun problem, it's there's not one thing you can do to fix it, but there's a start. And the start is, first of all, to do away with that stupid, I felt my life was threatened, so I shot him rule. You're getting away with being a bully with that rule. You're getting away with that is giving you a license to go out, pick a fight with anybody you want, then shoot them if you start losing that mm-hmm. fight. That's what that is. It's not meant for that, but obviously people have found a way to use it as a loophole, basically, to get away with shooting somebody who's getting on their nerves, right?
Right.
Basically, Trayvon Martin.
Why is he carrying a gun in a theater?
I know. And basically, Trayvon Martin annoyed him. He didn't like a black kid with baggy pants, sagging pants, and a hoodie walking through his neighborhood. He probably hates those kind of kids. He's probably the kind of guy that talks about kids walking around with their ass hanging out and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to go pick a fight with him. And that's what happened. Same thing in the movie theater. This old man probably has it up his ass for technology. There's a whole movement of people right now that have it up their ass for technology. They can't accept it. It's the world we live in. The longer you live, the more you're going to see technology advance. And he decided to take it out on a kid that he saw texting in a movie theater. And guess what? People are still going to text. You didn't solve anything. Hopefully you rot in jail, you piece of shit. So here's what we do. We take away that stupid rule and we just handle it like we handle any other case, case by case. You might get away with shooting somebody in self-defense, but you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it genuinely was self-defense. You did not pick a fight with somebody and then shoot them when you started getting your ass kicked. Because the law is fine with that. It was obvious, according to what happened with George Zimmerman, that he just picked a fight and he started getting his ass kicked. And under that law, you're allowed to do that. Because regardless of whether he picked the fight or not, became irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. The only thing that mattered was whether or not he felt his life was in danger. He could have walked up to Trayvon Martin and kicked him in the balls, right? And maybe even tried to steal his wallet. But once Trayvon Martin defended himself and Zimmerman felt his life was in danger, he can shoot him.
Yeah.
And he can get away with it. All that matters is your life's in danger. Get rid of that rule. Let's handle every case the way we handle every other case without that blanket rule. It's kind of like a dark cloud over the case, you know, the elephant in the room. You can't get rid of it. You have to take that into consideration when one of these cases comes in front of a judge. Get rid of that rule, and let's just handle it like any other case, all right? Let's figure out whether his life really was in danger and whether the whole situation could avoid it, and it boils down to a guy picking a fight with another guy, then shooting him. You should go to jail for that. All right. The other thing you have to do is we need to stiffen penalties for gun laws in America. They're too soft. That's the main problem in this country. It's really easy to get guns. Again, I said there's no easy fix. I could do a whole show on gun control. All right. It also has to do with poverty, the amount of impoverished people, the amount of people who go without, the amount of desperate people that are left in this country. It also has to do with that. If you look at it on a grand scale, the entire world and other industrial nations, some of the more advanced nations, the leading nations, they don't have the gun control problem we have because they don't have as much poverty as we have. So I acknowledge that. But right now, I'm just giving you the beginning, the thing we have to do first, all right? Stiffen gun penalties, all right? If you get caught with a gun you're not supposed to have, or if you commit a gun crime, your ass gets thrown in jail for the long haul, all right?
Yeah, nobody's afraid to use
it. No, nobody's afraid to use a gun to shoot somebody because they know they're probably not going to go to jail for that long. You can go to jail for a drug violation in this country for weed. You can go to jail in this country for getting caught with weed in a state where it's still illegal longer than you can for a gun crime. It can't be that way. People need to be afraid to commit a gun crime in this country. And I'm not just talking about shooting somebody. I'm talking about just getting caught with a gun
possession.
You are not supposed to have, or being caught with a gun in an area where you're not allowed to have it. If there's a sign outside of a movie theater that says no guns on this premises, or a sign outside of a grocery store that says no guns allowed on this premises, and you get caught with a gun on those premises, you should be fucked over mm-hmm. under the law to the fullest. Put yeah. these assholes in jail, all right? That's where we start. And then we can fix poverty and we can do all the other things. But we need to start with our gun laws, all right? We really need to start with that. You can have your guns. It's your constitutional right to have your guns. But if you get caught using it in a way that you're not supposed to, or you get caught in possession of it in an area where you're not supposed to have it, or you pick a fight with somebody and then you shoot them because you start losing the fight that you picked, your ass should be thrown in jail for fucking good, and you should never come out because you're part of what's wrong with this country.
That's true. I agree.
All right. So I think I made enough of the gun nuts mad. We can move on to our next topic.
Another favorite.
And this is kind of old news. It's old hat, I don't even know what that means.
It's old news, but we see them everywhere.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, so let's talk about Dumb Fuck Dynasty. It's creative, right? I just thought of that right now, Dumb Fuck Dynasty. I got a big shit-eating grin on my face right now. Duck Dynasty. This is another one where we're talking about constitutional rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but we really aren't. Idiots think we're talking about his First Amendment right and whether or not it was violated. So let's start there. His First Amendment right. What's his name? Cy?
I don't know.
Okay. Whatever his name is. I'm going to call him Cy, and if it's not, oh well. Let's call him Cy. No, you know what? Let's call him Dumb Fuck Dynasty Guy. All right. Dumb Fuck Dynasty Guy. You're familiar with the story, so I'm not going to rehash it for you. But Dumb Fuck Dynasty Guy, his First Amendment rights were not violated. If his First Amendment right was violated, he would have been thrown in jail or penalized under the law for what he said. No, he allowed the law enforcement, the government, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. allowed him to say what he said, mm-hmm. right? He's allowed to say whatever he wants. He was not penalized under the law. The government didn't step in and tell him he was out of line. None of that happened. Okay? His First Amendment right was not violated. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
No. There's nowhere did I read in any of this, and I love these kind of cases because I love cases that have to do with race, religion, sexual orientation. I read all about him. I didn't see anywhere where his First Amendment right was violated. What happened was he offended a group of people, in this case, gay people and gay mm-hmm. rights people, and they congregated. They had 19,000 people sign a petition. And they demanded from A&E, which is his employer,
uh-huh.
that A&E take action. His employer, not the government, not any law enforcement, not government law enforcement agency. His employer. His employer, based on the 19,000 people that signed a petition, took action. And it was a bullshit suspension because the season was already recorded. So he mm-hmm. was going to come out on TV anyways. But symbolically, they suspended him for a year. He's no longer suspended, but he was suspended for 1 year. That is not violation of his constitutional right, of his freedom of speech. That's not violation of that. If you say something stupid, right now, you listening to this, if you say something stupid that your employer doesn't agree with, they can fire your ass. All right? In this case, and you'll never say anything stupid enough for 19,000 people to sign a petition, okay? This guy said something so stupid that I'm not even going to call it stupid, all right? He stated his beliefs.
His opinion,
yes,
yeah.
Okay, he stated his beliefs. Whether I think it's stupid or not is irrelevant. He stated his beliefs, but those beliefs offended and angered 19,000 people, 19,000 potential viewers of this show, viewers of other shows on the A&E Network. So A&E Network decided to symbolically take action. Has nothing to do with the First Amendment. Has to do with...
For his right.
Has to do with money, really. Mm-hmm. A&E wanted to make sure that they are able to retain viewers, so they took action. That's all that happened. I know people say don't let the liberal media brainwash you, but don't let the conservative media brainwash you either. All right, the conservative media told you his First Amendment rights were being violated, so you took to the streets, and you're acting like our freedoms are being taken away here in America because A&E suspended some backwoods dumb fuck for something he said. No.
Yeah. A&E was just doing what any employer would have done in
yes.
In any
in a similar situation. Go to your employer. Go to your employer. If you don't believe me, go to wherever you work. Just show up in the morning and go, hey, everybody, I need to make an announcement. Get everybody's attention and then say, all gay people are going to hell. Just say that. Say, I just want to make sure that everyone here knows that all gay people are going to hell.
Then you get that tap.
Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Coffee's on me. And see if you have your job by the end of the day. See if you have your job 5 minutes after you said that. The other thing with that case is people are acting like you shouldn't be offended because he merely stated his beliefs.
Not if you're in the public eye.
Not just that. This is this whole thing in America where people are trying to tell you what you can and can't be offended by. No. You can't tell me what I can be offended by. It's your First Amendment right to say whatever you want. It's my First Amendment right to say that what you said offended me. It goes both ways. It doesn't stop with you. You can go out there and say whatever you want, but I can't say I disagree with you or that what you said pissed me off. No. We both have the First Amendment right, the freedom of speech. You know what I also have the right to, and you also have the right to do? You have the right to protest. The 19,000 people that they legally did it. They had a petition signed. That's all legal. And you can't tell when 19,000 people get pissed off enough to sign a petition, you offended them. So who the fuck are you to tell these people that they had no right to be offended? Yes, they did have a right to be offended. I hate that. I hate that. Like, there's this whole thing like where even when you have a black and white issue, you've got these like Fox News, the Rush Limbaugh, these assholes like that telling black people they shouldn't be offended by something that was said. You can't tell people what to be offended by. Mm-hmm. If they're offended, they're offended. Who the fuck are you? Right? Yeah. Did I cover all my points?
I think you
did. One more thing on that. He does have the right to say what he said. And I'm sick of people not understanding, though, when it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it okay that it was based on religion, what he said. Mm-hmm. That does not make what he said okay, because it was based on what was said in the Bible. All right? Gay people have been verbally abused, have been denied rights, have been physically abused, beaten to death. Mm-hmm. And if you ask any homophobe or any person that hates gays, ask 10 of them why they hate gay people. 8 or 9 of them are going to say because the Bible says that being gay, that all gay people are going to hell. That's where it comes from. Okay? So don't act like, and we all know that, and you know that too. I feel like an idiot even having to explain that to you. But don't act like it doesn't make gay people a bit nervous when some guy's on TV that has an audience of, it's the biggest show in history, is on TV saying gay people are going to hell. Don't act like that's not going to make gay people who have been fucked with their whole lives for just being who they are, don't act like that's not going to make them, like you can't understand why they're a little uneasy. Mm-hmm. All right? Just don't be a dick. That's all. Did we cover enough of that? We did.
Yeah.
I guess a little bit more on that topic, and then we'll go into a short music break, and then we'll finish the show out. Back to the whole gay thing. Mm-hmm. I read articles on the topics, and I read all the comments, and I see what's going on Twitter and Facebook and all that too. And there's this whole thing that people are saying they're tired of the gay agenda. They're tired of the gay agenda. They're seeing more.
They have something planned.
Yeah, more gay people on TV and all of that. You're seeing more gay people in society, and you're seeing more gay people on TV because they're just more accepted by our society. So they're able to, before, even 20, 30 years ago, they had to pretend they were straight Okay. Now in bigger cities, metropolitan areas, they don't have to hide anymore. So you're just going to see them more, and you're going to see them more on TV because society is more accepting of them. The same with, you still barely see black people on TV, but you see more of them. You still barely see Mexicans, but you're starting to see more of them. Why? Because they're starting to become equals in society. So you're just naturally going to see more of them in life. Unless you live in a tiny little country town, and you're going to see more of them on TV. There's no homosexual agenda. There's the only agenda there is that society is becoming more open-minded and becoming more accepting of the fact that all people are created equal, no matter where they choose to stick their peepees or what race they were born into. Okay, we're all equal, and society's accepting that. So you're just going to see more of everybody. You're going to see more Asians. You're going to see more black people. You're going to see more Mexicans. You're going to see more gay people on TV. That's just the way it is. If you don't like it, go move to Iraq or somewhere where everybody looks the same and you get tortured for being gay. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if you get tortured for being gay.
It's a good idea.
I just picked any random country. But go move there. Because you're in America. We're a melting pot. Mm-hmm. Give us your tired, you're hungry, you're poor. Everybody came over here because it was they wanted to live in a place that was a melting pot.
Land of opportunity.
Not really. I mean, not really. Really. They really wanted it just to be for rich white landowners. But the idea of it is starting actually to come to fruition. The bullshit idea behind America really now is just starting to come to fruition. So I talked about the homosexual agenda.
Yeah.
Another argument I hear, I don't know why I heard this a lot. A lot of guys are saying, along with the homosexual agenda, it's just that they're like starting to have parades and stuff, and I don't want my kids to see naked people dancing in the streets in these gay parades.
Oh my God.
I got a solution for that. Stop taking your kids to the gay pride parade. If you don't take your kid to the gay pride parade, they won't see naked gay people dancing in the streets. What are you doing taking your kids to the gay pride parade?
True.
The onus for that falls on you, not gay people. Okay, quick break, and we will be back with this special extra gay edition of the Sambo Slim podcast. Out of time. We've got about 15 more minutes of talk, and we have more than 15 minutes worth of topics, so we'll probably, I guess the listeners don't have to know all that stuff, but
no,
I think
don't.
I share too much with everyone.
All the time.
I feel like you're all my friends, and I should be, and not only, I feel like you know everything already. Like, I feel like even if I don't explain to them,
they
still know. They're like, wait a minute, you still had a whole list. And then, you know what else I also feel bad about is they email and tweet stuff to me that they want to hear me talk about. And then I feel like I owe them to get it on my next podcast. But other shows don't do that, right? Other shows don't.
Don't even acknowledge.
They don't acknowledge it. They don't give you a shout out when you write in. You know, they just read it like this person says. And they don't even read who it's
and
from.
And then you're in the car by yourself going, oh, that was me, that was me.
Yeah, yeah. And not only that, they might not get to it until like a month later. They don't explain that, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, I just...
You're too nice sometimes.
As much as everyone thinks I'm an asshole.
I might be more asshole than you.
You might be. Yeah, you are actually. You're not as vocal, but you're meaner than me. So, let's get this crap over with. No. All right, next
Seriously,
topic.
Speed it up.
Next topic. Justin Bieber. But I'm not going to comment on his DUI accident because it's a DUI. He's a kid. He made a stupid mistake.
Shit happens.
Yeah. I mean, and realistically, I don't know. He's just a kid. People do stupid shit. He could have killed people. Okay. He didn't. Let him mature. Let him grow up.
Yeah.
Like you were a fucking upstanding member of society when you were 19. And I'm not defending him. He's a douchebag. Look at him. I mean, he's a douchebag.
Yes.
But I just don't care. And why do I not care? Because I'm a grown man. I'm not Justin Bieber's target demographic. I'm a straight adult male. Justin Bieber does not make music for me. Justin Bieber is not trying to influence me. Justin Bieber is not even on my radar. So I don't understand how, as a straight adult male, I don't understand how other straight adult males can know enough about Justin Bieber to
hate him.
Hate
so
him. Like, to genuinely hate him. If I brought up Justin Bieber on the podcast before, not in a good way, you know, just joking about him. You know, he's easy, he's an easy target. I don't hate him. I just brought him up because he's always in the news. He's one of the main things going on right now. So, I mean, if you have a podcast, he's probably going to come up. But I don't know that much about him because why would I pay attention to him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how you people know so much about him. Again, when I brought him up before, I got not hate email, not hate tweets, but I got, why the fuck would you bring that motherfucker up on your podcast? That faggot. And what do you know about him? He makes music for 12-year-olds. That doesn't have anything to do with you. I don't understand that.
Maybe just a little jealous.
You think they're jealous?
Yeah.
Maybe when they were 19 and they didn't have anything going for them?
Well, they can't.
And again, I'm not defending him. I genuinely don't understand how you know enough about this kid to hate him that much. I mean, I look at him and I think he's a douche, but then that drives me to not want to know anything about him, so I just ignore it. I'm not downloading any of his albums. Nothing. I'm not competing with him for 12-year-old girls. You know, I'm not listening to his music and making a judgment on whether or not it sucks. I look at him. And I know I wouldn't like his music, and I probably don't have anything in common with him, and I move on. What's with all this wasted hatred of this kid? Just let him make music for 12-year-olds and move on with your life. Listen to the music you listen to. Stop wasting time. You're wasting time. You're not solving anything. You're actually making him more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with this drag racing, he had to have done it on purpose. He was only going like 40 or 50 miles an hour in a Ferrari. That's not drag racing. He did it so that he would get arrested. He knows he's rich enough to just get bailed out right away. He knows he's not going to go into general population, despite all of these adult straight males who hate him. Despite their sexual fantasies that he might get raped and magistrate, you know he's only going to magistrate. He's not going to actual jail, which is basically a holding cell until you go see. So this is how jail works, because most of you probably never been to jail. And it's not even jail. It's magistrate. He got arrested for DUI, okay? He's going to go to the magistrate. It's just a holding cell, and he's there, and he's going to be separated from the rest of the people in magistrate. He's going to go see a magistrate judge. The magistrate judge will look and see what he was arrested for and then set a court date for him. At that point, the judge also decides, is he worth keeping in jail? Because is the crime serious enough that we can't even let him have bail? Or can we let him have bail, post bail, and we'll see him on the court date. And that's what they're going to do for a DUI, especially for him. I mean, he's not really a troublemaker. He's just a stupid kid. And that's all that's going to happen. He's not going to jail, especially when he gets right exactly at that point when he gets arrested for DWI. He's just going to magistrate. He's going to see a judge. He's going to go home. These people are fantasizing that he's going to get raped. It's sick. That's what you're beating off to now? Next topic. I think we exhausted that.
Yeah.
Next topic. You know what? Not a topic. I'm just going to go over a few tweets we got for the show. So first one is from Zachariah Dean, and he wants to know why I'm atheist. And he actually asked this like 2 or 3 months ago. I just never got to it. First of all, I'm not atheist. I'm just not religious, and I don't believe that there's an intelligent creator. Does that make sense? Atheism, to me, has become a religion. I don't know if it wasn't a religion before, but it is now. And I don't have the energy for that. And it's not that I have anything against religion. I don't have anything against religion. I just wasn't raised with religion. I grew up without anyone teaching me to believe a certain way, you know, spiritually or religious-wise. I grew up without that. So I'm comfortable in my life. I'm comfortable with the thought of death just being the end, you know. I'm comfortable with that because I grew up with it. Didn't grow up thinking I might go to heaven or hell when I die. I was taught morals and values growing up, but not based on any sort of religion. You know, I'm a relatively good person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's just no need for it. They say there are no atheists in the foxhole. Again, I'm not an atheist, but I know what they mean. When you're in a situation where you're afraid, you'll find religion. Well, yes, maybe if you were raised around religion and then you denounced it. But again, I was never raised with it, so it's just not part of my life. And that whole foxhole thing, I think, is bullshit because I'm ex-military. I've been deployed. I didn't find religion while mm-hmm. I was deployed. It didn't even cross my mind.
Or did you cry out for anyone or anything?
No, because I'm and I'm not. And this isn't a judgment on religion. What I'm saying is, it's just not a thing to me. It's just not part of my life. It never has been, and it's not going to be. And again, religion is fine. That's the way you're raised. That's how you choose to live your life. That's what makes you happy. That's what makes you reasonably comfortable with the thought of your inevitable death. More power to you. Do it. The problem with the label of atheism is these people, they congregate now, they meet, they have websites,
They do?
Yes. It's like a religion. So what's the point of not believing when you're just going to go meet somewhere? And not only that, they're arguing. Like if somebody, I've seen it, when you tweet something religious, these atheists go at you and they try to get into a debate with you. And then you may as well just be religious. What's right. The point of not believing when you're going to sit there and argue with people over beliefs? You just don't believe. What's there to meet up about? You're going to meet up and talk about how you don't believe in anything? What? I don't understand what these congregating over not believing is. So no, I'm not atheist. But why am I not religious? Why do I not believe there's a creator? Because I wasn't raised to believe in it. And I'm comfortable not believing in it. That's all. I believe in giving back to your community. I believe in helping out those less fortunate than you. I believe in not judging others. I believe that all human beings are created equal. All of that. It's just not based on any form of religion or any book. It's just how I believe. It's how I was raised, without religion. So I hope that helps. We have Priscilla, I guess that's Debbie. on Twitter, the one who wrote in those really good scary stories.
Right. Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. She says, oh, interesting topic for the podcast would be Bigfoot. That comes from, and I got a lot of tweets about this. Some guy says he killed Bigfoot in the woods outside of San Antonio and was and had it the body scientifically tested and confirmed by scientists that it was indeed a Bigfoot. And he promised to bring the body to a press conference with the scientists who confirmed that this was Bigfoot. And then after that, after he had this press conference and the press was going to be able to ask him questions, view the body, ask the scientists questions, he was going to take the body on a national tour so that everybody could see the first Bigfoot.
And
now he is saying, this is after the fact, since Priscilla recommended the topic and since everyone else wanted me to talk about it.
Is she from here?
None
is that how she knows?
No, it was all over the news. It's national news. This Bigfoot thing's national news. Well, the first thing is this guy has been caught lying about catching a Bigfoot before. That's the first thing. Okay. Now, since then, suddenly he's not holding the press conference anymore because the scientists couldn't make it to the press conference. So he's just not going to have one at all. These scientists disappeared. But he's still going to take the Bigfoot on a national tour, he says. Meaning he did it all for money. He wants to fool stupid people into thinking that's an actual Bigfoot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I believe in Bigfoot? No, I don't. And I damn sure don't believe that there's a Bigfoot anywhere near San Antonio because an animal that huge and that hairy, besides your mom, would not survive. They can't survive. It's impossible. That's why we don't have bears. We'd have bears. We don't have bears here because it gets too damn hot. They won't survive. They're too big. Their heart would give out. They don't have air. There's bears, giant animals out in the woods do not have air condition. Okay, they wouldn't survive out here. The Bigfoot damn sure isn't going to catch a deer to eat, so what's it going to eat? They're not fat.
So you don't believe it at all? You don't believe they live in other remote areas?
I don't believe
areas,
there's a Bigfoot maybe? Anywhere in the world.
No.
No.
I thought you did.
No, because there's no scientific proof of it. There's no, we haven't found bones, we haven't found fur, nothing. These are things that live out in the woods. They're not, they wouldn't be smart enough or have the resources to cover their tracks everywhere we go. We would at least have found a hair sample that we could test and get proof, at least DNA proof that this hair does not match any other animal and is very similar to human DNA, has DNA very similar to human DNA. Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened. And we've been searching for Bigfoot, I don't know, since probably the 1800s. So there's no Bigfoot. Sorry to spoil the party. There's not a Bigfoot. Anyone who says they've seen a Bigfoot, batshit crazy.
Full of shit.
Run in the other direction. If somebody looks at you and tells you they saw Bigfoot, run in the other direction. Next Twitter topic from Calm Down Julie. She loves the gays, but are bisexuals being greedy?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Bisexuals, pick a side.
Didn't even have to think about that one.
No, leave some for the rest of us. Being gay is not one of the seven deadly sins, but you know what is? Gluttony. So again, pick a side, bisexuals. You're being gluttonous. And I think that's it for today. Thank you for listening to this very special, very gay episode of the Sambo Slim Podcast.
See ya.